I was having coffee with a friend when a group of moms at the next table began laughing as they discussed their children's eating habits. "My 4-year-old won't eat anything that's green," my mom said. "No peas, no broccoli, no salad. Orange works, though. Can a kid live on carrots and sweet potatoes?" "My daughter lives on mac and cheese pizza," another mom replied. "I used to serve vegetables, but I just got tired of the whining." And a third said wistfully, "At least your kids eat. I can't find a single thing except fast food that my son likes. He whines for McDonald's every single night." "Yeah, well, I win," the last mom said with a sigh. "I make 3 different meals every night, one for my husband and me, one for my daughter, and one for my son. I absolutely dread mealtimes." Most children have foods they don't like and won't eat. For that matter, so do adults. For instance, I dislike both the smell and taste of bacon, hate the slimy texture of okra, and was willing to sit and stare at my pile of lima beans when I was a kid until they congealed on my plate. I still don't like them. Ick. Still, food does have a magical ability to create power struggles between kids and their parents. Parents worry about nutrition and giving kids a healthy diet, and they want to keep it simple. Kids want foods that taste good, many of which rely on fat, sugar, and salt for flavor. It's tempting to serve only the things you know your child will eat without a fight, to prepare special meals in order to have a peaceful dinner. But catering to children's food demands can quickly get out of hand, as these 4 moms had discovered. The truth is that you can't make anyone eat. You can coax and you can play "Here Comes the Choo-Choo" with a load of vegetables, but you can't actually make a kid unclench her teeth and swallow. A hated food can turn even the most cooperative and mild-mannered child into a tyrant. So if food wars are raging in your home, here are a few suggestions for calling off the hostilities. First, take a deep breath. It's highly unlikely your children are going to starve to death or develop rickets from not eating veggies. Next, do some thinking about your child's diet and exercise levels. It may be tempting to stop at the fast food drive-thru to keep your child happy, but about 1/3 of American children are significantly overweight, and pounds that get packed on in childhood don't come off easily later on. Fast food, candy, chips, and the other high-fat, high-sugar foods are okay for an occasional treat, but they shouldn't be a regular part of anyone's diet. Do your best to serve nutritious, tasty food. It's helpful to include at least one food in each meal that you think your child will eat. Sit down at the table together and let your child know that he needs to take at least one bite of everything on his plate, but that's all. Give him a good multivitamin and relax. And under no circumstances make special foods or meals on demand. Stay calm and kind, and let your child know that if he chooses not to eat what's on his plate, he can wait for the next meal. As kids get older, you may let them fix simple foods themselves when they don't like what the rest of the family is eating. Let your kids help with the cooking. Children tend to eat what they've helped prepare. I know of a preschool class that made smoothies out of kale they had grown in the garden, and all swore it was delicious, while the next class looked on and went, "Ew!" If a child knows she can pitch a fit and get the tasty treat of her choice, you can expect lots of food drama. If you serve healthy, tasty food kindly and firmly and leave the eating up to your child, she'll figure it out. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.